I was recently in a convenience store in the area, and I'm, you know, you pay at the pump, you do this at the pump, you do this, and you go through the drive-through, and I'm one of those guys that kind of likes to interact with people some. So, you know, I get, you know, pay inside. Oh, I got to walk all the way inside to pay. You know, it's like, oh man, 40 yards. I got to go 40 yards. You know, it's the machine's not working. I got to pay inside. And I whine and I complain. But then you go on inside, right? And that's where you get to interact with people. Maybe you're not a people person, but I'm a people person. I like to interact with people. I like to just make eye contact with people. I think I just read, right? The Surgeon General says that loneliness is like smoking 15 cigarettes a day. That's kind of the damage it does to your life. Loneliness is not good for you. And so, you know, I like to go in, but when I go in and then there's, oh man, there's like three people in line, and then there's like, you know, then there's all this, you know, so now I should have paid at the pump. What's wrong with your pump? You know, all this whining and complaining. I try to internalize all that so it doesn't come out. Yeah, but I wrestle through some of those things too. And when I get up to the checkout and the thing's not working right or whatever, and you know, it takes a little time or whatever, I just kind of survey what's going on. There's a couple things that I find fascinating. Is one is how many different types of chewing tobacco and cigarettes there are. And I used to pay attention to that a lot more because that's I was looking for my brand, or I was looking for my Skoll or the Copenhagen or the whatever I wanted. I was looking for that. The other thing I find that there's quite a lot of is these scratch-off lottery tickets. My land, you know how many of those there are? And I just got the survey and kind of the lottery tickets. You know, just looking at it. I come home, I said, I got to know how many lottery tickets, scratch. I'm not talking you can win a $4 bazillion. I'm talking, you know, you can pay this and scratch it off and throw it in a garbage can on the way out because it didn't win. But there's 58 different scratch-off tickets in Pennsylvania. 58 different choices that you can buy a scratch-off ticket. And then that kind of got me, which one is really, because I really, the last time I bought a scratch-off ticket was about 30 years ago. And we turned a dollar into 30, and my girls went to the local Ames, it was at that time, and then they bought a Barbie house. And we, that's the only ticket I'd ever bought. I don't know why I bought that one, but they wanted it. We scratched it off, won $30. So a couple of years ago was the last time I bought a lottery ticket. But it got me kind of intrigued. 58 different choices. How many choices do you need? Really? How many choices do you need? But then they have a whole website on how to tell you which ones are more profitable to buy. So now I'm interested in, and so I go on the website, and they have all the lottery tickets that you can buy in Pennsylvania, and the profitability of those. And what they do is they give you a score. A 100 is the best, right? Because if you spend $100 and you can recoup $100, that's the best, right? If you spend $100 and the score happens to be a 105, that means you can make $5 on every one that you buy. But I found it interesting that the top one is the $5 million. Money maker, number 3131, it's the top score is 88. I'm like, wait a minute, I need to go back and read the rules again. So if I bought every ticket you had in that scratch off, for every $100 I spent, I would get 88. Now, maybe your 401k is kind of tanking like that too, I don't know, but that's really not that good of investment to buy all the lottery tickets. See, that's why you only have to buy one, and hopefully you've only spent a dollar, right? You know, a dollar ticket. You know, to maybe scratch off and win. But I found, and it says, maybe I'll win $5 million. Look at the ticket, it's pretty. It's a pretty ticket. I mean, it's only like four or five things to scrape off. But look at the price of that ticket. It's $50. I'm going to be need to go get a silver dollar to scratch it off to make myself feel better about spending $50 on a ticket. $50! I already scratched off 5 spots. That's $10 a spot. But I could win $5 million. Just so you know, I couldn't bring myself to spend $50. No, I'm not bashing if you. We can. So I continued down the page, and so I get down here to the Fab Four, and that's only $65. So every $100 I invest, I get $65 back. Now these are not my numbers. They have whole websites dedicated to this stuff. So if I went and bought all the Fab Four tickets, I would get $65 back for every $100 I spent. But it's only a dollar. And you could win 4,000. I bought one. I've been like a week and I haven't scratched off anything yet. Because I have a feeling the anticipation is better than the actual reality. I can win $4,000. Now it's not $5 million, I get it. But it wasn't $50 either. It was a dollar. But then I started to look at how many they produce and how many grand prizes there are. Do you know that the reality of winning is not all that good? Just so you know, and if you want to go buy them all, that's really not good. But to win the $4,000 on the Fab Four here, do you know what the odds of that is? 840,000 to one. The $5 million is 1.44 million to one. Just so you know, you know the likelihood of being struck by lightning in this country in your lifetime is 1 in 15,300 to one. Just so you know, I'm more likely to be struck by lightning 54 times than to win that $4,000. I don't know if I might try to take this back. 94 times more likely to be struck by lightning in my life. I need to be struck by lightning 94 times, and then I can win the $5 million. Come on, yeah. I'm a little. No wonder I don't buy these. This is not a message on lottery tickets. You want to buy them? But I don't want to be hoping to be struck by lightning either. I experienced once in my life. I don't really want to go for the other 93 times. The likelihood of winning is not all that good. And the likelihood of buying them all is horrible. To win anything, the certainty of winning is almost non-existent. Then we get to play, well, somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to be struck by lightning too. Do you want that to be you? Maybe that's just the way life is. Nothing is certain. There's no guarantees. 'Tis impossible, it says, a quote from Christopher Bullock and the cobbler Preston in 1776. I know other people have been accredited to this, but this is the first time we hear this quote. 'Tis impossible to be sure of anything but death and taxes, right? So the only thing certain in this life, he said, the only thing certain in this life is death and taxes. You're going to pay taxes, and you're going to die at some point in time. That's the only certainties. It's been said, and Benjamin Franklin quoted that as well, and others have quoted that. The only thing certain in life is death and taxes. That's just not true. That is not true. There are other things that are guaranteed. There's other assurances that you and I have. The full assurance, the entire confidence, all filled up with confidence. The Bible uses the word full assurance, filled up with confidence. Not 1.44 million to one. not 800,000 to one, full of confidence. You can take this to the bank. I don't even need to scratch it off. Just I'm going to go cash it in, baby. I'm just going to go say, give me my $4,000. They're going to say, that's not likely to happen. In God's world, you can be full of assurance. Full of entirely confident in what God has for you. Just simply John 1:12 says this, yet to all who receive him, to those he gave the right, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Absolute confidence in that. That if you receive Jesus by believing in his name, you are a son or a daughter of the Most High God. There is no 800,000 to one. There is no 1.4 million to one. There's no, hopefully, I scratch off this right ticket. If I walk with God, he'll give me this scratch-off ticket, and just maybe I'll make it. God says you will make it when you believe in Jesus. Absolute confidence that you are a child of God. Way more than death and taxes. There's way more assurances in this life as a believer in Jesus Christ. That begins this, to unravel this assurances that the Bible labels for us, that the Bible records for us, that the Bible proclaims for us, that when we're children of God, that there are full assurances. There are complete confidences that you can take to the bank. They're never going to change. Listen, New Lifers, as you believe in Jesus and you receive him, that is never changing. He will never adopt you out to anyone else. He will never not claim you as your his son. There was times in my life when my mom was pretty sure she would just like to soon drive away from the family gathering or drive away from whatever the gathering was and kind of forget that I was her son. Now, my mom loved me, but I was a pain in the neck. God says, I know, I never want to drive away without you. You can take that to the bank. Be fully confident that I never not want you in my family. I never not want you on my refrigerator as your picture. I never not want you there. In 2 Corinthians it says this, now it is God who makes both of us, both us and you, stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set a seal of ownership on us, and put his spirit in our heart as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. So I got the true Fab Four for you. Here we are. 1, 2, 3, 4. You want a Fab Four? You don't need to spend a dollar for it. You want the Fabulous Four? Push the button. You are established in Christ, you are commissioned, you are sealed, and you are headed toward more. That's, you can take that to the bank. There is no question. There's no 800,000 to one. There's no 1.4 million to one. There's no hope I get there. You are that. As a believer in Jesus Christ, as those who have believed and received Jesus, you have become, they are your assurances. That you are established. You are established in Christ. You are planted in Christ. Established means this, to place something securely and permanently in a position, situation, or condition. To place something securely and permanently. You've been placed securely and permanently in Christ. Nothing is going to separate you from Christ. Nothing is going to separate you from Christ. That is assurance, the full assurance. Be confident. I don't know what else is going on in your life, but you need to know, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you will never be taken out of the hand of God. Come on now. Nothing of this world can take you out of the hand of God. Because you are established in Christ. You are firmly and securely, permanently established in Christ. As a believer in Jesus Christ, you are securely and permanently placed in Christ. You are established. In Romans 8, it says this, who is he that condemns? Who? Jesus Christ? Is that who you're talking about? More than who died? More than that, who was raised from the dead? More than that, who is at the right hand of God? More than that, who is interceding for me? I'm okay with that, he says. Because I'm established in Christ. He is the one who sits. I never lose my ear to the Father because I never lose my relationship with Jesus. And Jesus is the one who died and who was raised again, who is sitting at the right hand of the Father, saying your name in the Father's ear. You will never lose an audience with the Father. Ever will you lose an audience with the Father. Why? Because you'll never not be established in Christ. Does that make sense this morning? And we need to be assured of that. This is not a lottery. This is not something the world thought of. This is not some junk that this world's got to offer us. This is God speaking here. And on into that Romans 8 passage, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble? Shall hardships? Or persecution? Or famine? Or nakedness? Or danger? Or sword? Absolutely not. Nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Why? Because you're established in Christ. You're permanently in Christ as His child. When you believe and you receive, you're permanently in His presence. For as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long, and we are considered like sheep to the slaughter. No, 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 you got us all wrong. No, no, in all things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Because we have an ear of the Father and are established with Jesus. Woo, that's good stuff. And then it says this. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither the height or the depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I don't care about death and taxes. I'm assured that I'm established in Christ. And whether I'm on this earth or not on this earth, I am with Christ. And whether I am in the hospital or I'm in a funeral parlor or I'm in a bad situation, I'm with Christ. I don't care if I'm having a good day or I'm having a bad day, I'm in Christ. I don't care if I got a wrong diagnosis or a bad diagnosis or a good diagnosis, I'm in Christ. I'm in Christ no matter what happens, no matter what power. Anything that you can think up in the future is never going to separate you from Jesus. Are you all right with that this morning? That nothing is ever going to separate you from Jesus, no matter what goes on in your life. In my life, I need to stop thinking, well, my lottery ticket just didn't scrape off right today, and I'm just not in His presence today. It's wrong. The full assurance that you're in His presence because you have been established in Christ. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us. He set His seal of ownership on us and put His Spirit in us, in our hearts, as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. You have been anointed. Which that means, you know what that means? Endued with power. He's endued you with power. I preached a message years and years ago, the Endudumu Man. One of the young bucks in there at that time, he had a shirt made up with that t-shirt. He'd wear the shirt. I'm in the Endudumu Man. I'm the empowered man. That's who you are. Not only are you established in Christ, not only is there not a power that can pull you out of the presence of Christ, no matter what that power is, but now that same power is endued to you. It's anointing you. He's commissioned all the same word. Anointed, endued with power, commissioned. They're all the same word. He doesn't just give us a task. He commissions us to be the church. Guaranteed, He commissions us to be the church. He empowers us to be the church. He anoints us to be the church. The true Fab Four is you're established and you're commissioned. You have superhuman abilities. You know why you have superhuman abilities? Because you got a superhuman task ahead of us. The commission that you have received, the empowerment that comes along with it, the anointing that comes along with that. Acts 1 and 8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You will be endued with dunamis. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you're going to be my witnesses. You're going to bear evidence to the truth. Because you are mine. You are established in me. You're never going to be pulled out of that. Now I'm pouring into you power to live out my commission, to live out my anointing on your life. You're going to be endued with power. You're not your dime store Christian. You've been empowered. Matthew says this. He said, then Jesus came to them and said, what? All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. And I am the center of my church. And all authority and all power and has been given to me. And I'm dispensing that into you. So what? Go, therefore, because I'm the center of my church, because I'm sharing my power with you, because I'm enduing you with power, my anointing is on you. The Father has anointed me, and I'm anointing you with the same power that conquered the grave. I'm anointing you this morning. Therefore, that's probably one of the biggest therefores in the Bible. Therefore, go! Make disciples! Go! Advance the kingdom of God! I got a challenge for us. Don't pay at the pump all week. Go in and pay inside and just tell them Jesus loves them. Advance the gospel. Advanced. He said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, and I'm giving that to you. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, which is a beautiful part. Jesus, who do you want me to share with? Who do you want? All people. Just risk it. Just give it to everybody. I don't know if God's calling that person. I am. I'm calling that person. I don't know. Yes, that guy is too far down. He's too far into the addiction. He's too this, he's too that. No, he is not. No, she is not. Share again. Share again. Share again. Share again. It's all nations. It's all people. Therefore, all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Just so you know, that's a church verse. That's not a pastor verse. So if you got a bunch of people over and you let someone to Jesus, he wants to get baptized, don't call me. Just go right to your local swimming pool, get your other people around him and baptize him. You don't need to be ordained by the state of Pennsylvania to baptize people. You've already been anointed to do it. Raystown houseboat baptisms. You've already received the power. You've already received the anointing. You've already received to share the gospel with people that God wants you to share, everybody that He wants you to share. Yeah. And to baptize them and to teach them everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm not going to leave you. Why? Why is He not going to leave you? And surely I am with you to the very end of the age. Why? Because you are established in Him. Because He's not going to leave. You want a Fab Four? And Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. The true Fab Four is you are established, you're commissioned, and you are sealed with ownership. That's both very settling to me and very realizing I am not my own. He has placed his seal of ownership on me. I am owned by God. 1 Peter 2, and we talked about this on Wednesday, and I was so inspired by it. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. How much more do you need? What? You are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a people belonging to God. Because you are sealed with ownership. That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness and into the wonderful light. And verse 10 says this. Once you were not a people, but now you're the people of God. And as it was said on Wednesday night, you can open up God's refrigerator. You know, you got to be real comfortable in somebody's house to open up their refrigerator. Even if you know the ketchup is more than likely just inside the door and you need some ketchup, and they're like in the living room where you're eating and you're like, can I open the refrigerator? And if you got a refrigerator that guards, it goes, just so you know, you can open up God's refrigerator. Because you are his people. You're members of his house. And as Jeff said on Sunday, or on Wednesday, and everything in that refrigerator is for you. Open it up. You are members of my household. You have been chosen. I have invited you in. I have sealed you with my ownership. You are my son and my daughter. And you are established in Christ. And you've been given power like you have never experienced, perhaps. The enemy would love to keep us down, saying we're broken, we're upside down, you can't get it right, so do wah, 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 wah. Rather than looking in the mirror and say, wait a minute, God has given me power. And I'm established in Christ. And I'm in God's kitchen. And he said I can open the refrigerator. And he said I can have what's in that refrigerator because it's designed for me. The 23rd Psalm says, he says, he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemy. That simply means the refrigerator is yours. And it's not something you wait for until you get to heaven. It's right now. You are owned by God right now. You are in his house right now. You are established in Christ right now. You're receiving the anointing right now. Or you can just try a Fab Four for a buck. Only 54 times getting struck by lightning and you will win. Now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is yet to come. He has put his Spirit in your hearts, in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. The true Fab Four are you are established, you are commissioned, you are sealed, and you are headed toward more. What is yet to come? More and more and more. I know we did a whole series on more. I got a towel that says more on it. I wave my spit on it. More, more, more. God, I want more. With a speedometer of that old 75 Yamaha Kawasaki 500 that I only got to 115, and it says 140. I never got to know its full potential. He said, I want to give you my full potential, your full potential. I want you to have more. Psalm 18:33 says, he makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on what? On the heights. He wants to take you to a new life, new height, a new height. In this life, he wants to do that. He wants to take you to a new height. Right now, he wants to do that. Why can I? Because you're established in Christ. Because you got the anointing. Because you're owned, you're in God's living kitchen. And he wants to give you more. He wants to enable you to stand on new heights. How about the next slide? He wants you to be able to do this. He trains my hands for battle. And my arms now can bend a bow of bronze. He wants to strengthen you day after day after day after day. He wants to strengthen you, new life. He wants to strengthen you. He's got more. Why? Because you're his. And you're established, and you're anointed, and you're owned by God. Absolute certainty. You give me your shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. You stoop down and make me great. I always love this verse because it says, you give me a shield and hope for victory. It doesn't say that. It says, you give me your shield of victory. It's already in it. Why? Because you are anointed. The shield already has victory in it. In this life, he wants to give you more and more and more. And 2 Corinthians says this in 5 and verse 8. It says this, and we are confident, I would prefer to be away from the body and to be home with the Lord. Because that's when it really gets good. So the more that he wants to give you, will end someday on this physical earth. And then he'll begin to pour it in and in and in. Look what he says in the next passage. The sun has one kind of splendor, the moon another, and the stars another, and the star differs from star in splendor. So it will be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown perishable will be raised imperishable. Man, I'm glad of that. The brokenness that my body wrestles with. The hips that are upside down. The diabetes that are running rampant. The heart issues that we... All that's going away, Jimmy. Because the body that is sown perishable will be raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor and raised in glory. It is sown in weakness and is raised in power. It is sown in the natural body, a natural body and is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, I guarantee you there's going to be a spiritual one. You can take that to the bank. That's what he's saying. It's going to happen. I don't know if you heard, but Miss Patty passed away. I was here for Thanksgiving, 96 years old. She passed away last week. 96 years. I talked to a guy yesterday that his grandfather was 102. I had an aunt that was 107. Nothing compared to what we're going to live in this new body. And it says this in Revelation, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, and no more mourning, or crying, or pain. Why? Because the old is gone, and the new order has taken over. Guaranteed, that's going to happen. Guaranteed, this old body is going to get sown someday. We call it dying. But you got to plant it so it can be raised. The Fabulous Four. You're established. You're commissioned. You're sealed. And you are headed toward more. In this life and in the life to come. I was going to buy like a bunch of these and give them to you. But I was more afraid you'd be excited about 4,000 than you would about that. $840,000 to 1. 1 to 1.
Amen.
Would you stand with me today? Father, thank you. Thank you that there's way more certainty, assurances in this life than death and taxes. What a miserable life. But I am assured that I'm in Christ. I'm assured that I've been anointed. Father, I am assured that I am sealed by you. And I'm assured that in this life you will do more and more. And when this old body gives up, then the party begins. I'm assured of that. I'm assured that one day every tear will be wiped away. I'm assured that there will be no more pain. I'm assured of that. Lord, so help us. Help us know the certainties that you give us. As the scriptures say, the full assurance. God, I just don't want to just spend 30, 40 minutes, whatever it's been up on here, working up a sweat. I personally want to grab a hold of the Fab Four. And I want us to grab a hold of it. And I want those that are out there that are struggling to know the way in life to grab a hold of this. I want the people I'm meeting with later on today to know this. I want those that are wrestling, those that are struggling to know this. Father, thank you for this truth. So, Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on us. Let us know that anointing that's on us, that power. Help us to operate in that power that is gracious and powerful, wrapped in perfect unity. Not one that stomps on people, but one that lifts people up, one that speaks the truth, because we've been commissioned as well. Father, thank you for this. Thank you for this day. Thank you for what you're doing in and through us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day.